There we go.
I have a question, guys.
Yes.
As Thomas Call is not here today, and I'm here as an alternate board member, do I represent him today with a full vote, or you, as you are five people, that means the quorum is reached. There's no need for that.
Andrew?
Yeah, no, the quorum is achieved. The alternate board members come into play when a board member leaves or resigns.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, guys. So let's go on with the formalities. Approval of the minutes of the last board meeting. Is there anyone abstaining or being against those minutes?
I abstained because I wasn't there.
So the minutes of the last board meeting have been approved.
Sorry, who abstained?
I did. I put my own name under abstentions. So that's Andrew.
Okay, what have I done in the past 2 weeks for PPI? Working on the communication plan, for one. And making a proposal. There are amendments by Ray that we'll discuss later on. I also worked on the inventory of all pirate parties throughout the world. We are enriching a database with direct contacts, leveraging the infrastructure of the Swiss Pirate Party and their CRM system so that we can deliver messages directly to all parties at once. And a part of that, nothing much, a lot of discussions, bilateral discussions, and some good thinking that we'll go into later on. Now I'll leave the floor to Bailey.
All right. So I've been working away at, I mean, this is related to the communication plan, really, the outreach to former members and whatnot. You guys would have seen the thread on Lumio that I started with. There's five questions there. And Keith gave me some edits, and I've included those, and I have a kind of a final draft of what I'm going to send to former members. I was planning on doing that today or tomorrow. I didn't want to do it before the weekend because Sweden is celebrating 10 years, and I was worried about killing the party vibe, to be honest, so... I thought I would put that off. But yeah, thank you to everybody who gave me feedback on those. And yeah, that's pretty much been my thing. Now it's just after I reach out to former members, I'm going to kind of rework the questions a little bit so that they're more more fitting for current members, as well as board members. Just so that I can get everybody's perspective on this. So that's been the main thing that I'm working away at.
Okay, I haven't done much either. I've just responded to four requests of supporting membership, which I approved. I confirmed with Patrick, because at the moment I can't get into the PayPal account, that only one of them had paid their membership fee. So I wrote to everybody thanking them for joining, and also pointed out that if they have difficulty using PayPal, which some countries have, then the bank account will be created and they can wait for that.
Okay, my turn. Okay, again, I don't have anything really special to report. I'm still waiting to talk with Thomas about the budget, which I believe is being delayed. He wrote me back that it's being delayed because they're working on some other things, probably especially the bank account, that need to be settled firsthand. As I mentioned, though, I do have access now to the PayPal account, so if you need me to do anything there, let me know. And I'm also happy, as I said, to help with further with the form that Bailey started. If you need any more comments or need any other assistance interpreting things, I'd be happy to help.
Okay.
Okay, seems I'm next on the list. When I say nothing specific to write here, it's because, as you may or may not know, I work on pirate issues several hours every day. I thought I'd mention that. Also, as Guillaume said, we've chatted a little bit about different things, specifically related to social media and the communication plan. That's about it.
Okay, Tema is on a client site at the moment. He was very busy with German pirate body issues over the past 2 weeks, preparing for General Assembly, as he's one of the lay auditors within the German pirate body. Okay, who's next? Adam?
Yep, nothing that has directly to do with PPI issues, but also informing you guys about the German General Assembly that happened 28th of August, the last 2 days, basically. There was a new board elected. A few of them were the same as the ones before, but what's maybe the most important thing is the new chairperson of the German Pirate Party was elected, which is Patrick Schiffer. You all know him. So he's the new leader of the German Pirate Party. Then, second project of mine, because I used to be a skipper on search and rescue ships last year in the Mediterranean, pulling out people out of the Libyan Sea, in the Libyan waters. What just happened a few days ago was that Burm Argus, the flagship of MSF, of Medics Sans Frontières, was attacked close to the Libyan coast by unknown attackers, really heavily armed, and the crew could rescue themselves into a safe room down in the boat's hull somewhere, and so the guys didn't get in, and they escaped after half an hour because some warships were taking course onto the ship, and so they could escape. No one stole anything. There was nothing of value being taken. That means that the crew was the target. And that means that the situation of all the civil rescue ships down there is becoming unbearable. And so all the SAR ships that were not military went out of this rescue area to Malta, where they are currently conferencing and seeing how the whole thing goes on. And that means that there are thousands of people out there right now without the possibility of being rescued, whatever happens. And so from here, I'm trying to campaign for putting pressure, political pressure, onto the responsible EU commissioners and see what we can do about that. And I tried to have the PPI in the boat with it, and I hope you guys have an idea what we could do.
I would like to respond immediately. Get to me, privately after the meeting, any news resources you have on this, and I can get the word out to, let's say, between 2 and 4 million people before midnight tonight. No problem.
I will do that. Thank you, Ray. So that was all from my side.
Adam, did you release the letter that you wrote already?
Yes, the letter was released to the press, I think, yesterday evening after your okay came in.
Okay.
Thank you so much for that.
You're welcome. As we had discussed with several board members on Saturday, Adam came with a request to support his action in an open letter. And as I felt that it was urgent, I reached out to all the board members that were still awake at that time and discussed the matter so that we could get ahead and disseminate the press release. It is for now only in German. And if it is okay with you guys, I would like it to be translated and distributed on all PPI channels.
I fully support this.
Anyone against it?
No, you probably want to make it a proposal and then it's sort of sealed.
Yep.
Probably put it in.
I'll put it down below.
Okay.
Perfect. Thank you so much, guys.
By the way, I have the Twitter addresses of every member of Parliament of the EU.
Tweetstorm.
Go ahead.
I'll set it up.
Great, guys. In the press communique, if you need any details, there is the day and more or less the time, I think, of the attack and also the other stuff.
Okay. Can you copy-paste the German text into a PPI pad so that everyone can get access to it?
Okay, I will.
And before we start translating as well, I mean, I can translate into several languages, but we should translate to English first from German.
Yep, that was the intent.
Who does the translation?
I'll do the initial one, and then I guess English speakers can correct my English and make it smoother. Could someone support me with that task?
I can edit the English.
Okay.
I can help too.
Thank you so much, guys.
No problem. Thank you.
Just to come back to Thomas's activities, he spent quite some time to establish the service for our hosting platform where we have the wikis and all the Redmine and stuff like that, because it apparently the contract ran out, which leads us to the next item. So Thomas had some more busy times with IT related issues. So in regards to the activities of Thomas, we have to take a decision on which course of action we should pursue for the servers, because right now Thomas paid from his own pocket the costs of a contract extension of 3 months. But we need to address that and find a more durable solution. He asked the current hoster if he would give us a decent proposal or even donate the hosting, and we didn't get any answers in that regards. So we need to find another solution, because budget-wise, from the current accounts, Keith can confirm that we are not going to be lasting long to finance a hosting solution.
If you don't mind, I have 4 or 5 hosting providers that either love pirates or owe me for a lot of help. One of them in Switzerland. And we shouldn't necessarily have this in the wiki right now. I can contact them and let you guys know.
Okay. So you liaise with Thomas and we make it happen. The decision is, I'm just gonna take back the word.
Just to interrupt for a second, the link to the pet is right now under my statement.
Okay. Which of the two possibilities do we want to take? Retain the current service provider and extend the current contract, or seek a more cost-efficient alternative and relocate our services? I put that to the vote now. Which of the two courses of action should we take?
I'm not really sure I understand this. We should continue to try to find financing while we test the waters for other possible solutions, doing both things.
No, it is either we say, okay, we settle and we don't move, and we remain with the current hoster and we pay whatever the public price is, or we seek an alternative to that. And relocate the platforms that we currently have.
Right, so we've got 3 months period where we use the current provider, and it's
yes.
What we do after that 3 months.
Exactly.
I guess that depends on what the costs are today. There is no budget, and I have seen no numbers, so it's a little bit difficult to understand. But we should try to find a cheaper solution if you're telling me that it's very high costs where we are now.
Let me check that and I'll get back to you. It's basically 30 euros for 3 months.
€30 as in 30 euros?
Yep.
So 10 euros a month.
Yep.
I'm sorry, but that's nothing at all. I donate 5 times that amount every month. And I could certainly donate to 10 euros a month for this.
Okay.
From my point of view, we don't need to make a decision just yet. We can wait for a report from Thomas on what the alternatives are.
I concur.
Okay. No, actually, the motion is not delayed. The motion is carried forward with the alternative, the second alternative, and Thomas has to report back to the next board meeting with a solution.
Is it sufficient the way it's written now?
Yes.
I will be away from keyboard and sound for 3 minutes.
Okay. Keith, that is more your area. Are you okay if we start a workshop over the next month to establish a at minimum budget contingency for the for running the budget, or for having a running budget actually up until the end of 2016 and probably beginning of 2017?
I'm fine with it, but again, I'm still not too sure on what this is going to entail, what our current state of the budget is. I haven't received anything.
That is why we do this exercise, because from what I understand, and you can correct me, Andrew, there hasn't been a formal budget for 2016, has there?
No. The problem was we were sort of working on the bank account, which never got solved. Then we set up the PayPal account. So the only actual in and out financially we had was the PayPal account, which you've got access to, Keith. So that's basically it. It's also the reason we never asked for the fees from the member parties, because there was just nowhere to put it. So the only ongoing expenditure you're going to have is one, the for the servers, and two, the registration for the URLs.
Do we know how many domain names have been registered for PPI?
As far as I'm concerned, it's only PPI International, but I really don't know. There's been no sort of like transparency over the IT. There is a pad which I sort of cobbled together from what the Pirate Party of the UK did as far as IT goes, which I'll try and find and put in here. But you'll need to talk to Gregory. Gregory's the one who's got all the technical things to hand, as far as I know.
Okay. Yeah, I located that that pad. It's called 2014 IT. And I'll post it in the minutes.
Yeah, there's. I made a more up-to-date one based on the. Hang on, I see that one. I'll just check that one as well. Right. That's. Yeah. My one gives some a list of names of who's responsible if somebody needs to check. So I'll put that one as well once I've located.
Okay.
Point of order. Third to last sentence, it says there is a pad which Ray put together. That is incorrect. I did not. Thank you.
Sorry about that. And I'm learning everyone's voices still. And yes, I'm perfectly okay and even glad to put this running budget together so we can get a sort of an organized spreadsheet about what's going on now for this year and even maybe potentially for the following years.
Yep. Okay. Is the board okay with the motion and the decision to be made? Just one clarification for the last decision. Lines 123 and lines 126. Is that correct? That the vote is unanimously yes. Are there any opposition to those two decisions?
Yeah, no, that's fine. As long as there's Thomas reports on the alternatives, that's fine.
Okay. So the decision has been accepted and made. Now let's go to the next items and start with the plan for the board meetings until the end of the year. Around the 12th of Would you like to do it either on the 11th or 12th? At what time would you like to do it, guys? So let's start with the date. Sunday or the Monday?
What we could do is just have alternative Sunday, Monday, Sunday, Monday, Sunday, Monday.
That's fine by me.
I concur.
So this one is on a Monday, so the next one could be on a Sunday.
Yes.
Is it okay if I put unanimous in that decision?
Yeah, but we need to work out that do we have alternating times as well is another point.
Yeah, I know that not everyone is too happy about the fact that we're not sticking to a set day and time for every meeting. Personally, I think it's a good idea to rotate. Just kind of like we were saying before, it's good to kind of, you know, make everybody have to get up at weird hours and stuff, and just rotate that because somebody's going to have to every meeting. But I don't know how you guys feel about that. Do you think it's better to keep the same day and time or rotate?
The problem is the people who are affected by this date and time are not here. It might be worthwhile to put out a sort of plebiscite during the next 2 weeks and find out what people's opinions are.
Yes. Sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, because we're spread around the world, there's no date or time that's going to suit everybody 100%.
Yeah.
There was a request during the last General Assembly where people have voiced their disagreement to have a fixed time and date, and they wanted us to make our board meeting move to different times and dates so that people had the opportunity to participate more readily to it, being located in different time zones.
Yeah, the only thing that makes it hard, like at the moment in Europe, this is the middle of the business day, so it's theoretically makes it even harder for people there to participate.
Yes, but then again, the Europe is not the only place where we have pirates, and we have to keep that in mind. As well as the Americas or APAC, both have also a lot of pirates, and they deserve to have also access to the board and be able to participate in a live board meeting without having to be awake at midnight or at 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock in the morning.
So the previous board meetings were held at 22 hours European time, whether that was summer or winter. So we've got one at now 2 o'clock in the afternoon, so we could have those two times to alternate.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree that we should have maybe two set times or three set times, but don't make it completely alternating.
No, we should have three slots. One that is, for instance, at 9 p.m. on a Sunday. One that is at 8 a.m., and I'm talking here European time, 8 a.m. European time, or even 6 a.m. European time, so that on the other side of the earth, it's open business day. And then one at either, I would say, 11 p.m., so that it's also by close of business day in the U.S., on the East Coast at least. And so it makes it more accessible. I know that people will cringe and say it was 10 p.m. on Tuesdays. It was easy for me, but at the same time, PPI is a global organization, and we shouldn't be European centric into our approach.
I agree that three time slots is the right way to go, whether it's 6 to 8 a.m. And 9 p.m. and midnight. I'm not really sure. I have to look at it, but it sounds logical.
Yeah, and if certain people like can't make it to a board meeting because of the time or whatever, and they need to talk to people about it, like that's something that can get worked out also, you know, like if somebody misses a meeting and they want to talk to, you know, some board members about the meeting afterwards, you know, that's probably something that can happen too.
A good solution I'd recommend is just to listen to the minutes and type in your comments if you can't make the meeting.
Yeah, as long as everybody has a way to communicate with the board and participate, I think that's the main thing.
What we need to do is to be able to publish the agenda in plenty of time so that people who can't make it can put in postal votes as well.
The agenda is always published at least 48 hours ahead of time, more or less.
The agenda, though, is often missing, as I'm noticing now when I'm pasting everything in, that it's missing. It's often just a blank agenda. So maybe that all of the Lumio notes that get sent to us by, we should just make sure that they're pasted into the agenda.
I'd rather have them as in Redmine. And then use Redmine, the items in Redmine, to do the agenda.
Hey, Elena, how's it going?
Hello. I'm not sure if you can hear me. I'm in a garden in a small, cute cafe here, but there's a lot of traffic, so I'm listening. I figured you were discussing timing of board meetings, so can you just update me on that?
Yes. Lumio is good for comments, but the Redmine, you stack up all the elements, and basically when you go onto the milestone, which is the meeting itself, you have all of them that are available and visible.
Yeah, we might have to change rules of procedure there because at the moment, Lumio and postal votes, that's email votes, are accepted in advance of a meeting. So we'd just have to add Redmine to that, I think.
That has been done already.
Oh, right. Missed that. I know I read through them, but memory's not working. Okay, so this, as long as there's a way of voting in advance for people who can't make a meeting, that's the thing. But the proposals have to be full and unchanged.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I see you sorted it out. So I basically saw a problem because we had it before, like the year, 2 or 3 years before. We had the flying meetings, like flying fucking shit. So nobody could catch up. So this is a good thing. So the first day in a month and the second day in a month is for the fixed board meeting. And then the other meeting is like, it's going to be a random day, right?
Your connection is too poor. We couldn't understand you.
Sorry. I'll be in the pad. I'll write comments in the pad.
Yeah, just to say, at the moment we're discussing, Yelena, that we have alternate days. So every second meeting, well, the first meeting is on a Sunday, second one on a Monday, and we'll just switch the times around as well so that everybody's got a chance of being able to take part or listen in.
Can we think now about the 3 time slots so I can write those in?
Okay.
Then we should have them sort of divided around the clock. So if we start at midnight, we've got 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Hang on, I'm trying to do maths while my brain's seized up. 24 divided by 3 is what? 7, 8?
7.23.
So if we just sort of, we've got 2 o'clock now, 2 o'clock plus 7 is 19 hours. So 14 plus 7. Can somebody else do this? I can't think.
Not sure how you were thinking, but if we add 7 hours to 1400 hours Central European time, that would be at 2200 hours or 10 o'clock for Americans, 10 p.m.
Right. That's a good, so both are reasonably good times. But if we add another.
14 plus 7 is 21.
Right. There you go. Thank you.
And 21 plus 7 is basically 4 a.m. So we can shift it and say basically 22 and then 5 a.m. If it's a.
I would say move it a bit further forward, like to 8 a.m. or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, because the next one being at 14. So, I mean, it doesn't work, you know, perfectly as a dividing the day into 3, but that's reasonable, I would think. At least we can start and then assess it in a month or two.
Yes, I agree. So that's 14, 21, and 8.
Yep.
Should we maybe consider invite for the meetings with UTC time zone?
I have tried every different kind of ways to invite people in different time zones, and basically putting one time zone and then explaining the other time zones at the same time is the only workable way. We can put UTC as base, and then we put in the invite the detail of the time zones.
Yeah. The problem is that UTC doesn't have a summer time, so everyone gets confused as soon as the time switches.
CEST is the only viable solution, and the confusion will not happen. The invites should contain an explanation of the other time zones correlating to CEST, and we'll be fine, I think.
Yeah.
Just for the record, CEST is for summertime, so I believe it would be CET coming next month.
That is correct.
Yep.
I would also use a city beside each time zone so that people know, like, you could say, Berlin, New York, Auckland, whatever.
Yeah, that would make it much easier for most of the people.
Brilliant.
So I just say what the next time would be 21 hours Berlin time.
Yep. To answer to Yelena's comment about the fixed time, when we updated the rules of procedure in our initial board meeting, we removed a fixed time and date of the meetings in order to accommodate a new meeting mechanism enabling all parrots to have a better reachability to the to the meeting itself in their own time zones.
Oh, hey, Thomas.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Well, I'm browsing, unfortunately. Not a computer. Just finished your business date.
Okay.
It's nice to hear you, Thomas.
Thank you, Sam. Thanks a lot.
Okay, so we are set with the time, we're set with the dates. Are you all in agreement with the proposal? I'll just sum up for Thomas the proposal for the meeting schedule to have an alternate between Sunday and Monday every 15 days and have a spread between three times for the meetings is 8 o'clock, 2 p.m., 9 p.m. And we distribute that systematically on each meetings. Are you okay with that, Thomas?
Fine with me.
Okay. Next element, communication plan. So there are four needs that need to be dealt with. One that actually Ray brought to my attention, which I didn't take into account initially, which is our own needs on how we communicate, which tools we use. And we'll get back to that, Ray, as an interesting proposal to make. Then there are three elements that we need to cater for. And one is the internal communication between the members of PPI. The second one is internal communication about ops and projects. And when I'm saying internal communication, that means all the communication that goes toward pirates about projects and ops and how we can engage them. And then there is the communication toward external stakeholders. So the political organizations, the parliaments, the institutions, the NGOs, both in an activist mode and into a formal mode. So what are the priorities? One is obviously to maintain a high level of engagement amongst the pirates and the pirate parties around the world to sustain what we've been doing up until now within PPI. Two is improve the communication within PPI. And what I'm saying within PPI is between the various members of PPI, national bodies, local observers, and re-engage them into communication. And three is getting a higher visibility within outside the standard realm of outreach of the PPI, so that the message are carried in different ways within institutional actors, whether they're being other political parties, NGOs, or institutions. The approach is actually to create three strike teams, task force, that focus each on a specific aspect of communication, so that we maintain, for one, our level of activity. Two, that we can build the tools that are needed for instance, media communications. And three, find ways to improve the internal communication and not end up every time at each other's throat, but be able to work on projects without having issues in discussions. That is more related to the history of PPI members and how they got along.
I think you're actually describing a good structure and a good way of thinking. I just want to point out that the only way we can make this happen is to actually have a really good database with email addresses, Twitter handles, phone numbers, and status. That is the only way we can do all of these things in a good way. A CRM system accessible to all of us.
That is a point I've considered. I'm using for now CVCRM because I have it available from within the Swiss party.
Well, what we end up using isn't relevant to the discussion now. I'm only pointing out to actually have work hard to identify the people is really important.
Yes, definitely. It took us in Switzerland to have a half decent media database. It took us almost 4 months. I think that we need to start with exactly inventorizing and bringing together all the contact information that we can find, and then feed some tool that we can use. Yelena, there is a difference between individuals and organizations. For the individuals, we need to find a solution, but for the organizations, we need to have a contact point to give them the information and to establish working relationships. For press and media, those are open data. I mean, gathering journalist contacts and news outlet contacts is not something that is going toward the privacy of anyone. And for NGOs, it's the same thing. They are people that have a doorstep on some street, and they exist. So I understand perfectly well the difference between the members and the organizations.
I'm actually not getting this problem at all, and that's not any of your fault. I have maybe a lack in my education. But if, for instance, I was going to get the job to talk to, let's say, seven different pirate parties about something, reach out about a particular proposal, or get them to participate in an action, it would be silly of me not to have their contact information somewhere accessible to me. Of course not publish it publicly, of course not, but to use as a tool to be more efficient.
And that's Yeah, I agree, Ray, and this is the differentiation is if you're working with a pirate party that has that is an established structure, you have contact points, and those contact points are documented, and they are generally public knowledge. So this is not the problem. The problem is if we were to look at activists and pinpoint and target activists and try to reach toward activists, and I think that's what Yelena is trying to speak about. And really, I understand the point that you're making, Yelena, but it's really two different things. Is what the pirate parties are and all the structured organizations are, and where we reach out people to, and it's not the other organizations. It's really just the pirate parties, the our constituents, how we reach toward them and how we interact with that with them, and that there we need the knowledge, the data, because basically we need to build them their membership, we need to document their affiliation, and in that respect, it is really geared toward organizational aspects of relationship and not the one pertaining to individual members pinpointing that. For individual members, there are the other channels like Twitter, Facebook, and all the other things that we can use, ZeroNet, for instance, but we need to distinguish the two of them.
There is a list for all parties set up about 2 years ago, which gives international contact data. We should get hold of this. It was made by Joseph Colentin.
Yes.
Pirate Times.
Yeah, we are looking at that, as well as all the lists that we've received. Marie-France Perrou, which is my admin, is actually checking every single contact to see if it's up to date or not, so that we can reach to that.
Requesting parties to have an email address international at whatever party it is probably the best way. That means if people change, then the contact email stays the same.
We'll see that in a second step. For now, it's already to know who's alive, who's dead, and who changed.
Well, I don't know where we went wrong here, but I didn't say anything about registering names of activists or anything like that. That would be silly. I was talking about pirate parties and their leaders, the information that is public and not their private addresses, and not publicizing it, but using it as a tool. Knowing that there exists a list made by Josef is not enough. Having a place to go to find it is. And my last example, if we are today to do an action regarding the situation in the Mediterranean, it is good that I have a list of every member of parliament, their public Twitter accounts. So that's what I'm talking about.
Exactly. I concur. to regard to talk to about your concerns, Chris. For one, this database is of public information. It has nothing to do with privacy. All the information that is there is public. It's like the disclosure that you're making on your own private, on your own pirate site with your board members and their contact information. It has nothing to do with activists. Number two, if we're using those information, it could be an Excel spreadsheet, but for the convenience of working and disseminating information, it is better to use a low-skill or low-end tool like a dumb CRM or any other content-rich mail dissemination systems.
I think we're all good here.
Well, what happens with individual members of PPI, that is another story, and we'll have to deal with it in another way, in a project that is focused to managing our own members, our own individual members, and that's something else. For now, what I can tell you about the CVCRM that we're using, we only have the Swiss media contacts in there. There is no database, member database in there, and there is no intent that there is any members as pirates, activists, and so on in the list unless they occupy a public function and they are made publicly available.
With that perfect clarification, is there any other things that people would like to talk about regarding your plan, communication plan?
We go down to the bank account and the underwear number, the underwear size of everyone that we are filing in database. No, just kidding. What we're taking is public information, Twitter accounts, addresses, mail addresses, websites, and that's it.
I'm just sort of getting just a worry in my head about ops, something like the Mediterranean thing, which I think everyone's going to go for. But if we need to sort of clarify who we're actually talking, whose authority we're talking under. If we do an op targeting every European member of parliament, Are we PPI or are we representing pirate parties? I just see a conflict with a pirate party who might not agree 100% with an op that we might do in the future. Certainly not the one about the Mediterranean problem, but say something like UBI or something like that, where not every pirate party has 100% agreed to support.
That's an excellent point. In regards to the Mediterranean situation, I was thinking like this. I would wait until it was translated from German to English and hopefully French. Then I would send it to all the members of parliament from me, not from PPI, just informing them that this is a press release that PPI has sent out. So it would be me as an activist doing that, not something going from the PPI account. Is that a better way of thinking about it?
No, I'm not sure. Just sort of explaining more of the way I'm thinking, because I'm not 100% firing on all cylinders at the moment. It's okay for PPI, I would think, to express concern at the attack on the rescue ship, but to actually sort of then propose perhaps some sort of solution would need the approval of parties, of member parties, and some sort of poll or plebiscite or something.
Yeah, you're right. We have to be careful about things like that. And I haven't had a chance to read the press release, so I don't know what it says, actually. But we should all take into consideration what you just said.
Yeah. Perhaps if we address the first one from the board of PPI, and then it reflects our opinion, but not necessarily that of all pirate parties.
Yeah, well, to be honest, that's one of the reasons why Pirate Party of Germany always insisted to have some basic items decided up front, so even the board can see which direction they can do, in a way, by acting as an NGO.
Yeah, I agree. But it's just things like the Mediterranean situation, which is sort of not foreseen.
Yeah, but to be honest, I've read the wording in German, and it's only humid to deal with it in a way.
If the expression is the one of the board of the PPI, and the board of PPI takes a position in regards to events. Now, do a policy statement, that is a different thing. Reacting to events in accordance with our charter and with the what's it called?
I believe the statement even fulfills the qualifications from our statutes.
Yeah, and the manifesto. If we are reacting in line with those. To events and ask for the support of things, I believe that as long as the board is in agreement about the issue, then it's fine. If it is a policy statement and a political perspective, let's say on a subject that we haven't covered that doesn't have a political guideline, then yes, we have to seek the advice of all the delegates and seek their contribution to such a position that we would take, and let them have time to revert back to their parties to gain a position, and by this then having, like in any democratic process, a majority and a minority, and we take what the majority says and we take the position of the majority. It is not the position of I, chairman of the board. It is the position of we as PPI, then. Or it is not the position of the board as well.
Yeah, plus, I know there's a lot of expertise in the parties worldwide. So this expertise can be used to develop text, ideas, etc. in this kind of process.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine. That addresses my concern.
Is that okay with all of you guys as a way to go forward?
Yep.
Yes, it's perfect. And I commend you, Andrew. Good catch.
Thank you.
It's fine by me. I just want to clarify, because we are kind of jumbling together a lot of different things, whether all of these issues, since they're tasks, need to have a decision of agree, disagree.
F- For the formalities of it, yes, we have to, because we need to track it.
But so, to be honest, real but, because I know there will be situations where we should deliver, even if some person is asked, and sometimes in a talk statement or such, especially if current events arises.
Just in regards to that, because I'm sorry, I'm trying to keep up the minutes, we've had a lot of different issues come up in this one task here, so maybe we need to go back quickly and agree on each of these points.
Yep. Can you take out of the communication plan all the last part of the discussion and make it a specific point? Because I think it's important that we track that point more clearly.
So I'm going to go back through and I'm going to make a one sentence summary of each of the points we discussed for an agree, disagree, abstain.
Okay. Is that okay, Keith, if I add the timeline stuff just below the sentences that you've written?
That's fine. And again, just to separate, I mean, the contact database that we discuss about having is conditional on the prior decision, but do we agree to the timeline?
Exactly. Shifted around. Are you guys okay with the structure of the decisions regarding the communication plan?
Line 273.
Do we agree to engage in expressions by the board and policy and policies by democratic decision of all PPI parties? Thomas?
I have no objection, Your Honor.
Okay. Do you agree to the following timeline to implement the communication plan, which is now set up the task force as announced earlier, staff them, update contact database for all pirate parties within, that's for now, the immediate 2 to 4 weeks to also do all the update of contact database for all pirate parties and various media contacts and still work on that beyond that time point. In the first month, create a contact database of news outlets and journalist contact. Find an appropriate dissemination tool such as CVCRM. Develop a newsletter and internal communication schedule plan. Develop a debate modus operandi, that's for the internal communication between the various constituents of PPI. In the second month, publish first monthly newsletter, disseminate the first press release on our own with our tools. Launch first workshop virtual debate around projects. Thomas, are you agreeing with that? I haven't understood you, Thomas.
Sorry, tech props. Well, I do agree.
Okay. Next point, do we agree to have a database that would use only public information of PP leaders and public figures who we need to contact for petition and other information dissemination? I'm adding the other information dissemination as in covering press releases and other media outreach actions.
Beverage.
Okay, well, next point, staffing of the task force. So the first one, which is social media projects, ops, communication task force. I would propose Bailey, Ray, and Yelena. For the PR and media communication task force, Bailey, Ray, and me. If anyone else wants to participate and join in, they are welcome. And please raise your hand.
I'm with you on this.
And for the internal communication, who would like to take the helm? Bailey, myself, Ray, Thomas, anyone else?
I can help with internal communication.
Okay.
What is the situation with Kuhn?
Good question. He hasn't reverted back to any of the mails I've sent him. And hasn't excused himself for this meeting.
He has been not active at all on social media for the last few days at least, so I'm not really sure what's going on. Let's task me with finding out. I will do so today and send a board email.
Okay.
Is there anyone we missed that might want to be active with this that maybe we should contact that might not be here?
We will do a call for action for people that want to join any of those task force and reinforce them.
What about... Sorry.
Yeah, go ahead, Bailey.
Oh, I was just gonna say, what about opening up some of these positions also to people who maybe aren't on the board but might be interested in helping out?
Of course. So the people leading the task force, then you can have more people joining in and contributing to them. It is not a closed club.
Yeah, I would like to elaborate on that. Bailey, let's take the social media task force. If we figure out that there are 15 people that are really good at formulating emails or tweeting or whatever, we can bring them in as we feel like.
Totally.
Yep. It's the whole purpose is to have leadership on those groups. Afterwards, whoever comes and staffs those groups, you're free to take more people on board and expand. And I think it's necessary to do that anyways in every direction.
Excellent. I completely agree.
Yeah, I just want to particularly mention, as for social media, that the two things. One, I think all of us has access to the Facebook page, which isn't too big, and it's working quite well. Yelena and I and a few others have been posting, and I think the posts are in good quality and they're piratey stuff, so it's good. As for Twitter, right now, Yelena is running it. And I think we should also add Bailey and me, but let Yelena run it and help us out, getting a feel for it for a period of time, and then cooperate the three of us. And then the three of us decide whether or not to bring more people on or how we do it. That's just a couple of thoughts I have.
Yeah, I think that sounds good.
No objections at all. Plus, just to let you know, I'm on it as well because for quite a while now.
Awesome. I'm sure we'll have no problem coordinating all of that, all of us.
And you can count me into the PR and press task force as well.
Awesome.
Right, I'll just mention I'm going to sit out for the moment on these, as I don't know what my medical situation is going to be in the next few months, but maybe later in the year I can rejoin.
Okay. I just hope that it's not going to be too serious.
No, it's just that means if I commit myself and then find and have people relying on me and then find out.
No, Andrew, I was thinking about your medical condition, not the fact that you didn't want to join. I voiced my concern about your health issue.
Yeah, no, it's not going to kill me or anything. It's just bloody annoying. That's I mean, sometimes I have no energy for anything, and sometimes I'm fine. It just but there's no working out what it's going to be in advance.
And you know that if there's ever anything you need from us to make things easier for you or to support you in any way, then all you need to do is ask.
Okay, thank you very much, buddy.
And I'm sorry, Adam Wolf said he wanted to be involved as well. In which group?
I'd like to be involved in the PR and press department. That's kind of my direction.
Okay, so I have Chris and Adam now. I'm going to add to the public relations.
Demis, do you agree with the distribution of the task force, the staffing?
No objection. I would have said so.
Okay. I think this wraps it up for the communication plan.
I concur.
Okay. The next point is actually an update that we already discussed about, was the database, contact database.
Just to inform you, the link is not working. I guess there is a T missing, maybe.
It's a bit more than T. There, it should work. It might be good to ask Paratimes to upgrade their servers to do HTTPS.
Yes, no certificate.
And last but not least, I meet with Dimitri Sortsis, which is the lawyer which will host which is hosting the PPI, and we formalize the hosting on Wednesday. And on Wednesday afternoon, everything else, the banking account, will be inked as well. I need the domiciliation, the formal domiciliation, and the rubber stamp on the paper to be able to go to the bank and open the bank account.
You're doing a great job. Thank you so much.
Well,
I agree.
Good.
I've talked to you before, so I'm not going to say anything, Guillaume.
You're going to end up making me blush. Stop it.
I mean, we all know how much effort, time, and energy goes into that, so that's why I say that.
Well, there's going to be food involved at the lawyers. Okay. There was a proposal from Ray, and I'll let him have the stand on that matter regarding the way we can work together with a tool that is, I think, a little bit less cumbersome than Mumble, and that can bring more collaboration for the board and accelerate our work. Ray?
Yes, I'm gonna do the extreme short version of this because I think the board deserves a proposal that is presented by text and complete. I'm just going to tell you today that the board of the Party of Norway, we use an encrypted tool called wire.com. Wire.com is coded by the guy that originally coded Skype before it was bought by Microsoft, and they removed the encryption. Wire works very simply. You have chat and you can build groups up to 128 people. You have voice, you have video, and it's just as good as Skype. The mic works, the camera works almost independently of what kind of equipment you've got. It works both on desktop in the browser and on all the cell phone platforms. We use it every day, and we're always logged on, and we have one channel for all the board members, and we have other chats for task forces, and we chat between 5 to 100 times a day whenever we feel like it. It's very informal, but everybody gets informed continuously. And we've had great success over the past couple of months using it. And that is what I'm going to propose that we do. And what I'm thinking is at least one of the task forces, I will try to invite you in to use it and then see what you think. And then we can discuss after that whether or not all board member communication of an informal of the informal type should be done through that tool. I think I'm going to stop there, and then I'm going to make an email for everybody explaining everything I just tried to say. Thank you.
I support that trial by fire of wire.com.
Yeah, me too.
Anyone in disagreement?
Perhaps I'm fine with it as well, but I think maybe we don't need to decide yet because he's going to propose it to us soon.
That is correct.
Let's do a trial by fire. We'll see what happens afterwards.
And just on the prior two tasks where we have partial, we didn't really come to a decision. I just wasn't sure if there was a decision that was needed,
those were informations, actually. Those tasks were already launched 2 weeks or even 4 weeks ago.
Great. So I'm going to erase the agree-disagree section.
Is there any questions, any comments, any other business that we haven't covered that you would like us to cover?
I propose we end the meeting.
I support that motion, and it is now 15:54, and I adjourn the meeting, and I will invite you to join us to the next meeting in 2 weeks on Sunday at which time? 8 a.m.?
No, it's got to be the evening one, I think. We're in the afternoon. It should
rotate.
2100 hours.
2100.
9 p.m. Perfect. This is our election day.
Oops. Wait, hold on.
We got it back to the next meeting.
The two things.
So it's 9/11.
I stop now the recording.